If this morning's Oscar nominations are any indication, Oscar voters are keen on movies with sweeping social themes this year. Netflix's musical about a trans drug lord, Emilia Perez, got 13 nods this morning, and another musical, Wicked, and the drama The Brutalist followed close behind.
Tell me, why is an accomplished foreign architect shoveling coal here in Philadelphia?
I'm afraid it is not so simple.
NPR film critic Bob Mondello has seen them all and is here to talk through the nominations with us. Hey there.
Hi, good to be here.
Good to have you. So, Bob, let's just start by talking through the Best Picture nods. We mentioned three of them, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Brutalist. Can you just start off by telling us about those movies?
Well, sure. You're absolutely right about them being a socially conscious bunch. Emilia Perez is centrally about trans identity. The Brutalist is about immigrant trauma and anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. Wicked is a cheery little musical that just all the subtext is about resisting prejudice and authoritarianism and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I understand that A Complete Unknown also got nominated. And if I remember correctly, that is the Bob Dylan biopic?
Yes, and that sounds like a sort of an outlier because it's just a biopic, right? Except that he was a big deal in the social protest movements in the 1960s. So that goes in there, too. There's also The Substance with Demi Moore. It's sort of a body horror flick that's all about unrealistic expectations that society has about female form and aging. Conclave, the Vatican thriller, is about selecting a pope, but it has a subplot about identity right. politics. Anora plays a sort of sexy comic romp, but it's a Cinderella story about a sex worker and a rich Russian kid who's trying to get citizenship.
Will you marry me?
Seriously?
Seriously.
3 carrots.
What about 4?
All right, let me throw in one here, and I want to throw this in because this is a film I actually saw recently. It's I'm Still Here. It's a Brazilian film. It's about family life and memory under political oppression.
Yes, absolutely. And it fits nicely with Nickel Boys, which is about racism in the Jim Crow South, and Dune Part 2 even, which is, it's a sci-fi
right.
flick, but it's also about colonialism. It's arguably about religious fanaticism. These are serious pictures.
All right. I want to bring it back, if we can, to Emilia Perez. The star actress Carla Sofia Gascón is the first openly trans person to be nominated mm-hmm. for acting, and her co-star, Zoe Saldana, was nominated as supporting actress. Bob, did you see this coming?
Everybody saw it coming in a way because it's sort of an Oscar nomination machine. It's got 2 star parts. It's an international film, so there's the possibility of that. It has 2 original songs. If you throw in screenplay, director, and picture, it's halfway there before you even get started. The other films don't have that.
Got it. Okay, so we've got the nominations. We've run through all of those, but you are our expert. So I want to ask you, what do you think it is that Oscar voters miss this time around?
Whenever somebody asked me what to see, my first reaction is The Brutalist. My second is always A Real Pain.
You used to cry about everything.
Yeah, it was awful. Who wants to cry about everything?
We're in a Holocaust tour.
If now is not the time to grieve, I don't know what to tell you.
I wish that had gotten nominated for Best Picture. The Substance did get nominated for Best Picture. I wish it had gotten more subsidiary awards. And then Challengers was an amazing, sexy, fun movie. It came out in April. It's got great music, and it's like it got left out. It's just not there. I think it came out too soon.
That's NPR movie critic Bob Mondello. Thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.